You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, all of it. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. We don't know what else to... It's Taco Tuesday, we call it, maybe? Or what was the other... We had another name for it, Boomer.
It was
Camel Eve. Camel Eve.
Which was way better than Tuesday.
I like Camel Eve because it's halfway to hump day at that point. But, all right, halfway through to hump day. How about that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just Tuesday, but it's a beautiful Tuesday. The leaves are changing color. For some reason, it's warm. I'm wearing a T-shirt. I don't get it. But nonetheless, it's nice. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Hey, everyone.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just telling you, I'm ready for the fall weather to get here. I know it was here, and then it's gone, and I want it back.
I know, like hot chocolate weather again.
Yeah, I want some cool weather.
What the heck? I mean, this is that time of year, too, when you don't know what to wear in the morning. Do I put sleeves on? Do I not put sleeves on?
Right. If you notice, I've been wearing a vest the past couple of days
because
I'm just confused. I'm just going with the vest.
It's easy. Well, the plants are getting confused. They don't know whether to start growing again or what. Anyway, that's enough of that. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today. He's been on most recently, but Paul DeMarco, a friend of mine from days in the legislature, he's a former state representative who keeps his finger on the pulse of things that are happening around the state. Well, we got several things going on that I want to get some perspective on. He's also an attorney in Birmingham, so I know he'll have the legal review mind. So anyway, all that to say, Paul DeMarco is coming on at 3 p.m. to cover down on a couple of issues that are pretty legit, and they're right here in our backyard. And that goes straight into our Triple Dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one out the gate, home fries. You know the deal. Every once in a while, we look around and recognize, man, we've been so focused on D.C., or man, we've been so focused on Israel, all of which are important, and yet you realize there's news going on in my backyard. Like, what's happening right down the road from me? Well, we got to cook up a batch of home fries and cover down on some issues that are happening right here in our backyard. And then number two, gender benders. Lord, the transgender movement is like rabid right now. And there's been some new developments. There's some new stories. There's some things that are happening. Some good, some you'll go, oh, wow. But all the same, we're going to do number two. We're going to call it the gender benders. And we'll cover down on some of the latest in the transgender efforts to revamp society as we know it. And then number three, cash with a catch. All right, a couple of stories caught my eye this morning, and it dawned on me, wait, I've seen another one like this. Wait, hold on, I saw another one. Yeah, so cash with a catch. How many times does the federal government say, we're willing to fund that for you, but you have to do things our way? Well, that's exactly what's happening with a number of issues. Critical race theory, ESG, things like transgenders in schools. I mean, all said and done, the reality is cash with a catch. That happens all the time. So we'll cover that as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my commentary, my opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that surrounds a big chunk of our listening area across the northern half of the most beautiful state, Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week. They've got locations all around the Birmingham area, in and around places like Anniston and Gadsden and Atala and others. So all this to say, Southern Immediate Care is there for you if you need medical attention. They can assist, and they are open 7 days a week, and we're proud that they're the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, well, listen, let me jump over here, and I got to tell you, when I was a kid, like a lot of y'all, I'm sure, when I was a kid, I loved comic books, the real kind, the kind that came in a rack at the corner store and cost a quarter. I'd get some allowance money, I'd ride my bike down to the corner store, I'd pick up a few redeemable bottles that I found on the side of the road and cash them in, count out my coins on the counter, pick out one or two comic books. But of course, you know the deal, I had to read half of them in the store first just to make sure, you know. Which always made the guy at the counter stare at me and say, hey kid, you gotta buy them before you read them. I was a fan of superhero comics. That was my stuff. Batman, Superman, Iron Man. And then, of course, there was things like Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos. Loved that. But my favorite was Captain America. He was the best. I mean, part soldier, part superhero, and all America. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. He stood for good things, patriotism, right over wrong, duty, honor, country. Man, I was all in. Well, allegedly, just so you know, allegedly, Captain America is now woke. Did you know that? Captain America is now woke. A recent new version of Marvel's Best was released on, you guessed it, the 4th of July last year. In this new version called The United States of Captain America, multiple versions of Cap exist in the form of community activists. I kid you not. And the quotes from the disjointed Captain America characters say things like, quote, the American dream never really existed. Or, quote, the American dream is an American lie. And people come here believing something, but, quote, too often we turn our backs on them. Apparently nothing is sacred. Not even Captain America. But there's a reason why the character of Captain America exists at all. I mean, he was actually first drawn in 1941 to inspire U.S. readers in the early days of Nazi tyranny and just before the onset of World War II. I mean, listen, y'all. Captain America ain't woke. You know what I'm saying? In similar fashion, Superman used to be the central character in a radio show that played during World War II as well. At a time when the Axis troops were sweeping across Africa and moving towards Stalingrad on the Eastern Front, Superman's character told the listeners his mission was to fight for, quote, truth, justice, and the American way. But in October of 2021, The Hill magazine noted that, quote, the American way was dropped from Superman's motto and converted to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Doesn't quite have the same ring, does it? DC Comics said they did it to reflect broader storylines and to honor Superman's long-lasting legacy. Whatever. You see, listen, here's the deal. The American dream, it's more than a dream. It's a reality. It's the idea that every individual has certain inalienable rights, opportunities, ability to not just survive, but to thrive. Simply by virtue of living in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, we have to resist the revisionist version of the United States. We must. I once had an Afghan man stand amazed at some of the things that my team had when we were downrange. I mean, things that were just novel to him, but they were common to us. Things that were so first world that his third world mind could hardly take them in. I'll never forget, he looked at a power saw that I had in my hands like I had just found a gold bar. He looked at me with amazement. I'll never forget this. Through my interpreter, he said, in America, you have all the possibilities. And he was right. I mean, I've seen other places. I know what we have that they don't. I understand what it means to not be free because I've seen it up close and personal. Much of the rest of the world actually still has an idealized version of the United States in their minds. They see how little they have, how little freedom they have, and they understand that the shining city on a hill, it's still out there. But we could lose it if we're not careful. If we forget the value of who we are as a nation, then we could wind up embracing apathy. And the world would take note and the shining city would go dark. We cannot sit idly by and allow the reputation, the capabilities, the freedoms that have all wrapped themselves together into the American dream to become so tarnished that they can be easily rewritten in a comic book like some cheap storyline. Y'all, the American dream, it's still real. And with the American dream still being a reality, the notion of Captain America being woke is just absolutely ridiculous. It's actually offensive. It's insulting to think that they thought they could do that and get away with it. In fact, if you get down to it, when it comes to resisting the woke revisions of our great country, it was actually Captain America's character himself that said it best in one of the greatest quotes ever, like ever, a great quote, even though it came from a comic book. Here's the quote. I read it to you before, but I'm going again. You ready? Captain America, doesn't matter what the press says. Doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. Doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else, the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. So when the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job's to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move. That's what we got to do. We got to stand. We have to draw that line in the sand and dare them to come across it. as liberal progressives seek to even controvert the meaning of our well-loved comic book characters. Characters that were first designed, by the way, for the simple purpose of inspiring and entertaining people who are patriots about being Americans. We need to say no, not on my watch. Because the greatest nation on the face of the earth is this one, bar none. And no one can convince me differently. So I'm going to say it as often as I get the chance. There are some absolutes. There are. And I don't appreciate liberals trying to gerrymander them. And I don't mind saying them. Jesus is Lord. America's great. My sweet home, Alabama, is beautiful. And in spite of all the craziness, I really do believe that life is worth living. Those are absolutes for me. They may want to call you a deplorable or a MAGAite. Go for it. Fine with me. I embrace it. And I'll go one step further. I'll be a right side ruffian. You see, what we have here is precious. But like Ronald Reagan said, we are just one generation away from losing it. Not on my watch. The American dream exists because we have all the possibilities. And by the way, leave Captain America alone. And that's a wrap for the right side way. Well, there you have it. I mean, first of all, good Lord. I can see a text coming in right now from Ryan from Hazel Green. Says, Stan Lee is rolling over in his grave. Yeah, I get it. The idea that they would have a Captain America activist figure who would say things like, the American dream never really existed. It's a lie. And not only did it exist, it does exist. And we need to stand up for it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.